Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it's safe to say that a lot of these orders and rulings coming down from federal judges have been under the microscope. The Supreme Court's had to get involved in some of these nationwide injunctions and other things. So there's been a lot of focus on the judiciary here recently, no doubt about that. Now there's been a case down in Texas where a judge has gotten involved with the schools. And when I saw this story, I'm like, we need to find out a little bit more about that. I invited Eben Brown to join us again this morning with the story he's covering today. And Eben, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's happening in Texas? Are these public schools where they were teaching the Ten Commandments? What's the issue here?
So the issue is a law that was passed in Texas about public schools and mandating that they post a certain poster of the Ten Commandments in every public school classroom. And a group of parents and some agencies, including the ACLU, sued over this, saying that this is a violation of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, that this is forcing a certain religious view onto students who then don't necessarily get a chance to debate it or combat it or something like that. And a U.S. District Court judge in Texas has not given an official ruling on it, but has put in an injunction saying this probably violates the U.S. Constitution. So we have to take down all of these posters of the Ten Commandments. And so this ruling technically applies to 15 districts that were involved in the case, but probably applies to the entire state at the very least.
Yeah, the Establishment Clause. I mean, so in other words, having that poster up there as opposed to, I don't know, I'm just trying to pick something out of the air, an LGBTQ poster establishes religion. That's the challenge to what they're doing, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And remember, they are using a specific text of the Ten Commandments. It's not just, you know, the teacher can't just go buy any old poster of the Ten Commandments. It's a very specific poster that must be put up on the wall. And it uses a very specific translation of the Ten Commandments, one found in most Protestant Bibles. For instance, some of the parents who sued over this are Jewish and said, look, this is not the translation that we teach our kids. And it's therefore enforcing a different thing about faith that we would rather our kids not be exposed to. Some other parents said, hey, you guys don't want anything that's age inappropriate in classrooms. We get that. But why does my kindergarten kid now have to see a poster saying, don't commit adultery, don't covet your neighbor's wife, and then have to explain that to the kids? So that's also a concern.
Well, yeah, I mean, suddenly they're concerned about content of what children are seeing, but they will allow gender identity education to go on to grade schoolers.
Okay, which, well, hold on a second. That's not permitted in Texas, and Texas
right.
passed a
just
law
in
the Ten Commandments.
Okay,
so now you can I mean, you can go on the thematic here, and that's fine, but this is about a very specific law in the state of Texas.
Right. Well, but Evan, I mean, my civics teacher told me that the Establishment Clause was based on protecting people or protecting us from the government keeping us from faith. Like that, he said it's not a freedom of religion, or that it's a freedom from religion is what they're basically practicing here. You know, that they're trying to prevent religion from existing in schools. And that's not what the Establishment Clause, I thought, was about. I thought it was more the freedom of religion, that we have the right to express it. In other words, if another religion wants to put up a Christian teaching that is wholesome and good for people, why would that not be allowed? If multiple religions would be allowed?
The state law mandates a very specific version of the Ten Commandments that is peculiar to Protestant Christianity. It's not even the same translation that would be used by Catholics or by Christian Orthodox. And I could tell you, as a Jewish person myself, there are translation problems in there. In fact, the Sixth Commandment in this is actually quite wrong. So I would have to... Now, if I had, as a more pragmatic person, if my kid were in this classroom, I'd ask the teacher, can we come and present our differences?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's what the Establishment Clause of the Constitution does promote, is that it's not freedom from, but it's not freedom from religion. It's freedom of religion. So if you want to do that and have that discussion, be legal.
Sir. You're missing, I think, the big point here. This law passed in Texas, known as Senate Bill 10, mandates a very specific text of the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom with no ifs, ands, or buts.
I understand that.
Yeah. Interesting.
To be in violation of things like the Establishment Clause and the First Amendment.
And interesting how that was worded, for sure. Eben, thank you for your time this morning.
You're appreciate welcome.
It. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.